I was absolutely clueless 11 years ago starting a label. I didn't have a clue of any of this. The most important thing in all of this is the music. You might just generally have a batch of tracks that you think, I can't get them signed elsewhere, I'm going to put them out myself, and that's fine. When you've got that, you need to start thinking about a name and a logo. What I'd recommend doing is have a bit of inspiration, almost like a Pinterest. You can always go to an artist and say, oh, I like these logos, could you do something similar? You don't have to break the bank to do this. If you're going to be doing vinyl and digital, there's pressing plants. Juno Records have one, for example, where you can get a P&D deal. They will then distribute it for you. You want to get those pre-sale orders quite high. You could be promoting it to DJs, trying to get people to play, because you get a video of someone really cool playing it. Honestly, it's going to help loads. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be times when you think you've got tracks that are going to do really well and no one buys them. I think if you're playing it in the long game, I think just staying true to